Hello, our Croeso e Herrycast. Hello, and welcome to Herrycast, our regular roundup of school and community news from BHVC Primary, with your presenters, Alfie, Hallie, Morgan, and Georgie.
Summer 1 term has been really busy, with so much going on in and outside of school, including interactive class workshops, sports days, and trips out into the community.
As well as that, we'll be taking a look at the weather forecast for the week ahead as we head into the Whitsun half term.
All that and plenty more news coming up. So, let's get on with the show.
We kick things off at the start of the term with the Pontypool Schools Rugby Tournament, and there were over 20 schools involved, including teams from Newport and Cardiff.
Our team played really well and just missed out on a place in the quarterfinals.
Well done to everyone involved.
Technology next. And recently, over 100 girls from Year 6 and Year 7 took part in an exciting project to explore the world of STEAM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts and Mathematics.
The event was held at the University of South Wales in Newport, and our Year 6 girls got to try hands-on workshops featuring robotics, virtual reality, and artificial intelligence.
Some amazing women who already work in the industry were also there to give advice and tell them about future job opportunities using technology.
Members of the I Sing Pop team recently came in to work with Year 6 on their Leaver songs and also taught them the dance routines that accompany the songs.
They then worked with pupils from Year 4 and 5 to produce a filmed version of the Lord's Prayer in both Welsh and English, which will be featured on the I Sing Pop platform to share with other schools all over Wales to be used for their worship.
We would now like to share with you the Lord's Prayer in Welsh.
Ein Tad, yr hwn oed yn y nefoedd, sanctaeddiaeth dy enw, delod dy dainrys. Gynelyd i ywchlis, megis yn y nef, fechlu o y ffaer hefyd. Dyra i ni heddiw un byrbynyddiol a madda i ni un dyledion, fel myddwn ni'n am un dyledwyr. Ac nec arian ni i bobl i gaiff, aeth o gwaed ni ragdwg. Canis eddoed, Tiod y dynas, y gachlu y gogoniant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen.
Science now, and Year 6 are recently invited to take part in a research study at Cardiff University, all based around astronomy and astrophysics.
Mr. O'Sullivan came in and delivered a science workshop where we used infrared cameras to explore the world in a different part of the electromagnetic spectrum.
We also learned about meteorites and the impact they have in deep space, and we even produced some cosmic art. So, what else has been going on, guys?
Well, pupils from Year 5 and Year 6 took part in the Apollo Rugby Tournament at the Geraint Thomas National Velodrome of Wales in Newport.
Also, some of our Year 5 pupils got to enjoy a taster day at Pontypool Golf Club. They all had a brilliant time and developed a range of new skills and took turns to practice putting, chipping and driving. Thank you also to Torvine Sports Development for providing this opportunity.
And Year 2 had a fantastic day of learning at Noah's Ark Zoo Farm, where they listened to interactive talks about rabbits, guinea pigs and reptiles, as well as spotting some of the larger animals, such as African elephants, rhinos, giraffes, lions and zebras.
In other news, after previously reading the book together in class, Year 6 went on a trip to the New Theatre in Cardiff to watch a live performance of The Boy at the Back of the Class, which tells the story of Amit, who is a refugee and is new to the school.
The focus of the story is friendship and the courage it takes to stand up for someone who is new and different. So, Hallie, what did you think of the play?
I really enjoyed it. After reading the book, it was great to see a live production of the story, and I thought that the story translated well from the book to the stage.
Morgan, what did you think of it?
I agree with Hallie. It was a lot of fun, and the actors did a really good job, especially the person playing Armet.
Year 4 have recently taken a trip to St. Fagan's National Museum of History to explore Welsh history as part of their topic on Cynefin, where they visited the art galleries and took part in interactive talks and workshops.
Okay, so what is Cynefin?
Cynefin is a special Welsh word that means habitat or the place where you belong, and is used to help us understand our relationship with the local area and where we fit into our community, our classroom, and our family.
Sports Day's next, and over the past few weeks, the whole school has taken part in a range of events within their year groups. Our four individual house groups are Melon, Core, Grave, and Glass.
Well done to everyone for taking part, and we will be announcing the overall winners of the winning house team during a future celebration worship.
Our school dance groups have again been busy, this time with a live performance at the Congress Theatre in Cwmbran as part of the Torvine Dance Festival.
Pupils from Year 1 up to Year 6 performed a selection of group and solo routines for the public. Well done to everyone involved. It's over to Year 3 now, and they recently had a visit from Lisa, who runs a Blaena Gwent apiary, where they look after more than 300 beehives.
Lisa gave a presentation showing how these busy bees help make fresh, local honey, and also had the team work hard to teach everyone why bees are so important for our environment and how they help nature grow.
She also brought in different items, such as a smoker, which is used to calm the bees down, and also a protective suit, which many of the class got to try on.
Okay, so how do the bees get to school?
Go on.
They take the school bus.
Unbelievable.
Okay, before we wrap up, let's take a look at the weather forecast for the week ahead.
Friday is set to be warm, dry and sunny, with a top temperature of 21 degrees, although there will be some areas of cloud pushing in the late evening.
Saturday will remain warm with plenty of sunny intervals and some light winds.
As we head into Sunday, things will remain settled and temperatures are set to rise with a high of 24 degrees.
And the warm weather is set to continue well into the week, as we can expect temperatures to reach 25 to 26 degrees. Please remember to stay safe in the sunshine.
Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoyed listening to Harrycast here at BHVC Primary.
We would like to wish everyone an enjoyable and restful half-term break.
We'll be back with another episode soon as we begin summer term 2. But for now, thank you for listening and enjoy the sunshine. Hwyl fawr!